That's Savory.
Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morena, Leisha. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, great.
Lovely
just
one.
Sat around, did not much at all, so.
It's the best kind of holiday, really.
I was going to make a joke about how we've been very hungry while you've been gone,
yeah.
But you don't actually feed us, so it's not really.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. We like those times a lot.
Did you cook much pasta out of your pasta granny's
I
book?
I did, yeah, because I didn't do much. We're just sitting around home. I had a lot of time to do that kind of stuff, like make pasta and make bread. I made a lot of focaccia bread.
Oh, yum.
Did you, that's the one you have to mess. You have to mess. Massage it.
Okay. You sort of make dimples in the top and it's got a loads of olive oil.
Yummy.
So there's a really great recipe for that in the latest Stone Soup actually, which I've been using. It's super easy. You don't have to knead it or anything.
Oh,
you
cool.
just sort of mix it,
leave it
for an hour, and then you just kind of put it in a pan and then wait another hour and then it's good to go.
Oh,
yum.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to make that.
What are we talking about today though?
Nightshades today, the nightshade family. Yes.
Now I'm vaguely under the impression that they're mostly poisonous. Is this not true?
No, well they can be damaging to people who have things like IBS or arthritis and have a couple of other conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a nutritionalist, so...
Go talk to your nutritionist for more
info. I can't delve too deeply into that. But
they are also delicious, though.
They are also delicious and very summery. So many of them are sort of, at their peak right now. So tomatoes, eggplants...
Okay, see, I didn't realise these were the nightshade family.
Yeah.
I was thinking like... poisonous, deadly nightshade.
No,
things from like
they're very friendly vegetables.
Yeah, I have a flatmate who doesn't eat nightshades, and always she'll say something. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so a lot
you
of people get told to rule them out. So tomatoes, eggplant, peppers, any kind of pepper, so like a capsicum or like a jalapeno or anything.
So sad.
And potatoes too. So you'd be screwed if you couldn't eat a potato.
I think if someone told me don't eat nightshades, I'd be like, well.
Those are probably three of the vegetables that end up in my shopping list every week.
Yeah, and especially around summer. So I've been cooking a lot on the barbecue lately, and so all those things are really great on the barbecue. So tomatoes at the moment, like in summer, some people would say they don't need much else except for some good olive oil and salt and pepper, and they are great like that. But also, if you just do them whole on the barbecue or whole cherry tomatoes even, and just let them really break down and get a good char on them, and then blitz those up and use those as a... pasta sauce.
So how long does that normally take? Because I feel like I've tried to grill tomatoes on the grill before and the top looks like burnt and then the rest of it is raw.
So last night I did some and it did take about an hour and I closed the lid. So closing the lid means that the barbecue will act more like an oven.
Mm.
So you'd get the char going on the outside and then also the inside will be cooking at the same time. So char your tomatoes on the barbecue is a great way to do them.
Closing the lid on the barbecue is an underrated thing that I don't do very often.
I always feel like I'm not sure what is going on when I close the lid. I'm like, I'm a bit stressed. Can't set my whatever is on fire.
So tempted to open it and check always.
You can though. You just close it again and then
Somebody said, I thought tomatoes are a fruit. Can you be a fruit and a nightshade?
I think so.
Probably.
I don't know.
This is the ongoing debate in the world, isn't it? Same with an avocado, right?
Is an avocado a fruit as well? Well, there we go.
Anyway.
What classifies a fruit? Who knows?
So you can get green tomatoes as well. There's two kinds of green tomatoes. Some of them are just unripe red tomatoes. Or others are like an heirloom kind of variety that are green on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And they're a lot firmer. And so they're great for pickling. If you pickle a green tomato, they're really great in sandwiches. And also slicing them thickly, crumbing them and then frying them. Like fried green tomato, that's a classic.
Yum.
That sounds great.
Yeah. It's also a movie.
It is also a movie, yeah.
So where I've not seen green tomatoes in the supermarket. Where would you suggest to go if you're looking for
at
those?
A farmer's market or like a faro or like a specialty kind of food store where you can get, different... We can buy those heirloom kind of varieties. Yeah, they normally have them there. Eggplant. I feel like I talk about eggplant a lot because I obviously love it, but...
It's so versatile.
It is versatile. I think it shows up a lot in my three favourite cuisines, like Italian, Indian and Middle Eastern, which are my three faves. So it's in all of those. Something really nice I did on the weekend, which again was on the barbecue, was like cutting an eggplant into wedges and then coating it in spices. So turmeric, coriander, cumin, and just grilling it.
Oh,
and then serving it with like a yogurt sauce and crispy curry leaves on top.
Oh, that sounds really good.
So do you, with your eggplant, would you typically, I've seen people in videos put like salt in it to draw out the moisture
Yeah,
first.
So it depends what I'm cooking. So if I was doing it that way, I didn't bother. But if I was like slicing it into rounds, discs, and using it to make something like an eggplant parmigiana, I would, because
it's got a lot of wet in
it. And it kind of draws out the moisture and it makes it easier to fry.
Yeah.
So I would do it for that.
Cool.
Yummy.
Yeah, and then potatoes also, the nightshade family. And potato salad is a great thing for this time of year.
I love potato salad.
And so for my potato salad recipe that I do, I use baby potatoes. And I don't know why, but they say for potato salad, you should start cooking your potatoes from cold water, like put them in the pot.
Okay, so not chuck them in the boiling water.
Yeah, not chuck them in boiling water.
So I always do that.
And I think that, I don't know, something about them, it affects the texture somehow of the final product.
That sort of makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. So baby potatoes, cool them right down before you toss them in your dressing. Otherwise, the dressing is going to like melt all over them. So you want your potatoes to be cold.
I always make the mistake of like really last minute doing the potatoes before you're going somewhere and you're bringing the potatoes and then you have the exact problem. You just got all this weird
hot
dressing melting everywhere.
And because they stay
it's
hot.
All good if it's butter. But.
Yeah. They stay hot for ages. So they, even if they're cold to touch, the middle will still be hot and so they'll still melt your dressing. And then for the dressing, I just do mayo, Dijon mustard, lemon juice, lots of herbs, normally dill is really nice.
Yum.
And I like to do finely diced celery because it gives like a really nice crunch. And
Never thought to use it like
celery.
That.
Yeah. And something that my dad has always done as well is chopped boiled eggs and like mix those through as well. Yeah.
That's a classic. I feel like that's got to be a staple for potato salad, right?
Yeah.
I've just had a rudimentary Google search and we've also had a text come through. Someone said, I believe a fruit is anything with the seeds on the inside, like a cucumber or a tomato, which is basically what Google has also said. Dr. Google, Professor Google, and it also says it's something to do with it being like the ovaries of the fruit or something.
Right.
I don't know. But actually, that would mean that several of the nightshade family would be fruit then.
Yeah.
And someone else has also texted in saying, with the potatoes, when you cook them from hot water, the outside cooks faster than the inside. That's the texture thing.
Right, yeah.
That makes sense.
There we go. Yum. Well, I'm quite hungry now, as per usual with this segment. But it's lovely to have you back, Leisha.
Good to be back.
Thank you very much. I'm going to try that wedges of eggplant thing. I think that sounds really good.
I feel like that's right up your alley.
Yeah, yum. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.